not as much as I would have liked. But you know, we've got another big game coming up on Tuesday, and you know, hopefully I'll feature more there, get some more minutes, and you know, get another chance to impress.
What's the mood in the dressing room like? I know it's a friendly, but it's an important friendly for players like yourself.
It's calm but tense is probably the way. You know, everyone knows that we're in a very good position, and you know, everyone knows that they have to go out and perform and do everything that they can to get on the plane. But you know, I think that's part and parcel of being a footballer. You know, sometimes it comes down to things like this. There are going to be a few miss out, and you know, you have to learn to handle that pressure and perform under it.
What about club time? Good season for Bournemouth?
It has been for Bournemouth. You know, again, frustrating for me. I would like to have played much more than what I have, but you know, on the whole, for the club, it's been a good year. Our aim was to stay in the Premier League, and you know, we achieved that with quite a few games to go, and you know, looking forward to building on that again next year.
Your manager's been talked about for other clubs. You'll not want to hear that.
Out of our hands, you know. I think the fact that he's done so well in the job that he's been doing, you know, he's only going to be linked with other teams, and you know, if I'm honest, will he go is a question that you'll have to ask him. But you know, I think he's there for the long haul at Bournemouth, and you know, wants to build something special there.
You came on tonight in the second half, four Derrymen on a pitch at the one time, a massive achievement.
It is, you know, it's great for the city and the county that, you know, that the four of us have came on the pitch tonight. You know, it's good that we have so many at this late stage that have still got a chance of, you know, going to France, and you know, hopefully it'll drive football in Derry and encourage more young kids to get involved.
James, a 1-1 draw and a very important friendly.
Yeah, there's a lot of players stuck on the stake of their claim for a place on the plane. So everyone this weekend in training has been frantic. Everyone's, you know, putting in 100%. Tonight as well against a very good Holland side, albeit they didn't qualify, but you know, they're still a quality outfit. So they get a 1-1 draw. Like, it's nothing to turn your nose up, and it keeps this wee sort of unbeaten run going. So it bodes well going into the tournament.
They brought some good players. I mean, FA Cup winner Depay.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we just have to look at throughout the squad. It's a good squad, and you know, maybe the man, they're going through a transition period, and I'm sure they'll come back stronger.
But
look, we've got a good squad as well, and like I said, it keeps this kind of money unbeaten run going, and that can only bode well for obviously for France.
It's turning into a money Derry city down here, isn't it?
More the merrier, right? There's me, Shane, Gibbo, and Ian O'Kane now, so look, more the merrier, you know what I mean? This take over.
It says a lot about the quality of football coming out of the city.
Exactly. You don't have to look at the Northern Ireland setup as well. There's a lot of Derry men involved in that. And like I said, there's this year too at Derry City, there's a lot of young players. It's a young squad, so my brother being one of them. So who knows? Hopefully they can kind of unearth another diamond and sell them on, and they can go on to have another successful career as well across the water.
You mentioned diamonds, so I have to ask you about being married. So far, so good?
So far, so good. She hasn't killed me yet, so as each passing day goes, I'm picking one day at a time. So, success so far.